Next guest on the Weekend Show on chatandspin.com.
And the time now in the UK is 7:18 p.m. and we've got our next guest on the line now. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Oh, hello. My name is Shani Alvarez. I'm calling from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Shani, welcome to Chat and Spin Radio. Now, you've written a book, so you want to tell me about that book and the name of it and what inspired you to write it as well.
Okay, so last year I wrote a book. I called it We Are One. I started writing it as kind of my journey to finding myself. And in that whole process of actually writing the book, I also, you know, got to talk a little bit more about my journey to finding God, which finding myself took me to that place of learning who God is and our bigger purpose, because I was trying to identify with who I was as when I was 25 years old. I had a breakdown of depression, and this actually snowballed into I ended up being suicidal and not wanting to live. So that darkness that I was in took me to a place of trying to understand if there was something and some reason for going on. And that took me into the place of learning who I am, and then discovering that who God is. And since I was 25, I've been on that journey to really understand that more. And it's a journey that I'm constantly on, and I'm always talking about it, actually. Even since writing the book, We Are One, I continue on with what I feel like I have identified with and what I've learned. And I realized that through that whole process, it wasn't just about finding myself, it's also learning about humanity and all of our purpose and how we're all interconnected. So that's what I now talk about. I feel like the whole journey is that God reveals himself through opposites. There's a complement in what is opposite. There's a complement between what is spiritual and physical. I'm physical, God is spiritual. So that's the first opposite I'm trying to identify with who God is. And also coming from that place of darkness, everything in my life was so negative and so dark. Any bit of positiveness and light that I identified with, I realized that is God. God is goodness and love and positiveness. And so I was just really drawn to really identifying with that more in my life. From that, I realized the next opposite really is between a man and a woman. You know, and then I go on even a little bit more to say that the last two groups that I see that we're in is the Jews and the Gentiles, and the complement between that those two groups are much like the man and the woman. So that's what I continue to talk about. The book is written more in poetry. It's sort of a memoir about me. It does start off the first few pages just a little bit about how I got thinking like this and what my influences were. And that the rest of it is pretty much all poetry. It's quite deep and thought-provoking. Later, so what I did after I published it, I realized even for myself, I was starting to understand the poetry a little bit more, and a lot of people weren't really identifying. They were identifying with the poetry, but they kind of wanted a little bit more of an explanation. So that's what I do now. I write in a blog, and I just continue to talk about this complement and the balance between everything to really understand our bigger purpose and who we are and how I feel like we're all interconnected. So that's the way I see it.
Okay. Now, if people want to purchase that book, where do they go?
So my book is available on Amazon, and you could also go to my website, which is ShaneyAlvarez.com, and you could also purchase it there.
Right. Could you just spell out your surname for the benefit of people who want to visit the website?
Sure, sure. My first name is ShaneyAlvarez. ShaneyAlvarez.com.
Right. Okay. Well, that's easy enough. Then it's just I thought that possibly people, you know, they were scrabbling for a pen as well, and they're trying to take it all down. Well, that's fine, Shaney. Now, do you have any more books in the pipeline?
I don't have anything right now, other than just the We Are One book. You know, I have thought about, you know, maybe putting another one together with, you know, the explanation basically to a lot of my poetry. But I'm not really sure as of yet if anything like that would ever happen anytime.
So if you do, it's going to be next year at the earliest, isn't it? Shaylin, well, thank you very much for coming on to tell us about that, and I'm sure a lot of people will find that book really interesting as well.
I hope so.
Right.
I think I can. It would encourage people.
Mm-hmm. Good, that's right. That was Shaney Alvarez on the line from Hamilton in Ontario in Canada. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, thank you so much.